The elections of 2020 will set all kinds of records for absentee voting. It's a mixture of pandemic and politics that has some people worried about security. I got Oklahoma State Election Board Secretary Paul Zeriks on the phone yesterday afternoon to talk it over.
You know, when you're talking about election security, there are really three things you need to be concerned about. There's physical security, there's cyber security, and there is misinformation and disinformation. So those are three things you have to be concerned about.
When it comes to physical security, for example, Oklahoma has an important tool that makes any kind of widespread voter fraud pretty difficult. It's called a paper ballot.
That's a great point, Russell. The fact that Oklahoma uses paper ballots and that we have a uniform voting system, meaning it's the same across the state, the same types of ballots, the same voting machines, and the fact that each of these, even though it's a statewide voting system, each county's system is siloed and separated from the others. So, you know, getting into one, for example, doesn't impact the other 76.
Perish forbid. Anyway, siloing the systems does help prevent a widespread cyber attack, but that's just the beginning.
Cybersecurity is very important. We already had a very secure system. We have worked, though, with the State Cyber Command and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and some other federal and state partners to strengthen and enhance the security for our Oklahoma voting system. We have a number of security protocols in place to maintain the physical security of equipment, ballots, those sorts of things. And it's a group effort, but rest assured, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we're protecting not just the cyber infrastructure, but also the physical infrastructure of our voting system.
And in case you think, hey, I could vote by mail and then vote again on election day?
That is the easiest form of fraud to catch. And, you know, I have said to in other interviews, and I'll repeat it now, only a moron would do it because it really is the easiest kind of, you know, election crime to catch. So don't even try it.
To sum up, Secretary Zeriks wants voters in Oklahoma to feel confident about voting in 2020.
In Oklahoma, with the protections we have in place, we have the absentee affidavit verification that I discussed. We have chain of custody laws that prevent other people from collecting or taking your absentee ballot where it could be tampered with or trashed. We've seen scandals as recently as 2018 in North Carolina, and then I think even this year in a couple of other states related to absentee ballot harvesting. You can't do that in Oklahoma. There are a number of other protections around absentee voting and in-person voting, for that matter, that help protect elections. So you can trust elections. You can trust that our voting system is accurate and secure. And the most important thing is get registered to vote, study the issues and the candidates, and make your voice heard by voting.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.